Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is Sing Praise to God. We'll return after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Sing Praise to God, written and read by Emma Danzi. Psalm 59:16 says, "But as for me, I shall sing of your strength. Yes, I shall joyfully sing of your loving kindness in the morning, for you have been my stronghold and a refuge in the day of my distress." As for me, I shall sing of your strength. Have you ever noticed how young children will sing and hum without a care in the world? It just comes naturally. When they're happy or working on something, they cannot help but sing. Children are not worried about if their voices sound on pitch or if others are even listening. They are in their own world, full of glee. Psalm 59:16 starts out saying, "As for me." Even if the world around us is silent and acknowledging and worshiping the one true God, "As for me, I will sing." We can have that childlike faith that leads us to sing and worship our Savior, regardless if anyone around us even recognizes that Jesus is Lord. Our attitude of thankfulness and genuine praise will pour out regardless of what others think. We will not people please. We will honor God. We will sing of His strength because He is worthy of our worship and our song. "Yes, I shall joyfully sing of your loving kindness in the morning." There is something about fresh dew, tweeting birds, and a brand new sunrise that creates a sense of hope for a new day. This psalm reminds us that we can be joyful in singing about God's loving kindness in the morning. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." The forgiveness and mercies of our Savior give us reason to sing. He gives us a hope and the encouragement to keep going and live in His grace each day. We can celebrate His great mercy towards us as we wake up each day and see, just as the sun rises again, so His forgiveness remains, and we can start afresh. "For you have been my stronghold and a refuge in the day of my distress." Lastly, we sing because God has been there for us in our troubles. He has been our safety and our protection when we have been in difficulties. He has never left our side in our darkest moments. Webster's Dictionary says that stronghold means a place of security or survival. When we ponder our most challenging days, we remember that we were never isolated in them. Our stronghold, our Lord, was our place of rescue and protection. John 16:33 reminds us that Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. He has been our refuge. He has held us in our sorrows and carried us in our weaknesses. One of the worst things that we can do is forget how the Lord has been faithfully with us throughout our lives. Looking back at our trials and how He was there helps us overcome the struggles of today. It is because of His presence in the difficulties that we have a reason to sing. If it were not for the cross of Christ, we would not have the victory. If it were not for our sufferings, we would never see breakthroughs. The mountains we face to climb enable us to pour out praise in a meaningful way. He has given us the joy and ability to sing because He has been faithful, not only in the good times, but in the hard ones. Intersecting faith and life. How are you singing praises to God today? Have you forgotten to look back on your life and remember how He has worked in amazing ways? Remember that He is faithful and that even on your worst days, He has carried you through. As you wake up each morning, reflect on His fresh mercies and joyfully sing Him praises. Further reading, Psalm 28, verse 7, Psalm 57, verse 7, 1 Corinthians 14, 15.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.